This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 17th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasantly warm evening across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv make for a beautiful night. Jerusalem is experiencing a cooler breeze, and Haifa remains mild and calm, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's military warns Israel of a harsh response if attacks in southern Lebanon continue, as reported by Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF confirms that the Air Force destroyed a rocket launcher used by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, according to Walla from earlier today. Also this hour, Iran reportedly launched drones towards the Strait of Hormuz overnight, despite a recent deal, I-24 News reports. Separately, U.S. President Trump claims there would be no Israel without him and urges caution with Lebanon, as covered by JNS this afternoon. And finally, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, Axios reports from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yossi Goldstein, a commentator, posting just minutes ago, cautioned against provoking Muslims, saying they could react explosively. Daniel Seidemann, a political analyst, added a brief affirmation, posting just moments ago. Meanwhile, Open Source Intel, an analyst account, reported Iran's drone activity in the Strait of Hormuz in a post from earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's warning to Israel, as Ynet reported earlier today, Tehran ties its threats to the ongoing U.S.-Iran deal, suggesting the situation in Lebanon is part of a broader geopolitical strategy. The implication for the region is heightened tension, with risks of escalation. Turning to the IDF's recent operations in southern Lebanon, Walla informs us of the successful destruction of a Hezbollah rocket launcher. This strike follows Hezbollah's attack on Israeli forces, showcasing the ongoing volatility in the region. Civilians in southern Lebanon and northern Israel remain on high alert. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Iran's drone activity in the Strait of Hormuz, which complicates the recent U.S.-Iran agreement. The presence of Iranian oil tankers exiting the Gulf is a development to watch closely, affecting global oil markets. In a related development, JNS reports President Trump's comments at the G7 regarding his influence on Israel's security. He emphasizes the need for careful handling of the Lebanese situation, potentially affecting U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, the report from Axios on Iran's missile launch marks a significant breach of the ceasefire. This act could unravel diplomatic negotiations and re-escalate the conflict, posing a serious threat to regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, after years of battling PTSD and insomnia, an Israeli founder raises $6.5 million to enhance sleep through scent technology, according to CTech. The startup Kimba uses artificial intelligence to tailor scent therapy for better sleep. Separately, revised figures show a sharper contraction in Israel's GDP for the first quarter of 2026. Globes reports a 3.8% annualized decline, indicating economic challenges ahead. And finally, Walla Business discusses massive spending on AI, questioning the cost-effectiveness of keeping employees. Companies have invested heavily, some burning millions monthly. That's all for now, from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.